play the game if we could find that.
Oh, my gosh.
Where he misses Kittle. Oh, it's literally the third play.
It always
of the game.
Comes back to Jimmy. All right. 888-957-9570.
I'm exhausted by the Ayuk.
We're all tired of Ayuk. We're all definitely. We haven't got to Trent Williams. Hell, we will talk about Trent Williams. What the hell is he doing in East Texas right now? Trent Williams. The audacity a few years ago saying, I need 10,000 more a season to David Bakhtiari just so I can be the highest paid left tackle in football. It's just so absurd.
No, it's to me that honestly, and everyone's like, 10,000. That's not business.
That's 10,000 more. I got to have $10,000 more.
Think about all the people that you think are industry leaders, right? Do you really think Bill Gates would be that petty?
I mean, and then that guy had the audacity in the NFC Championship game to start fighting people for the Philadelphia Eagles, being a sore loser. And then you play like dog poop in the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden, you want more money because you see all these guys getting new money. You pocket watch it like a kangaroo, and all of a sudden, you want more money. So don't even get me started with Trent. I am so down on Trent right now. I swear to God, he better not give up a single sack this year or have a single holding call. I swear to God.
You need him to have the Orlando Pace Ohio State career?
Not one sack. I'm not going to compliment you, but if you give up a sack, buddy, you better watch what I do to you. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, I went Macho Man.
I want to know where the Niners are at. The fans today. You have one of two choices. Line them up.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about whose fault it is or this and that. Are you in or out on Ayuk? Just in general.
Yeah.
As a Niner, in or out? Are you done with him? Or do you just want to, like, just figure it out? Just get them back here.
I want to hear
from everyone in the audience. I just want to rat-a-tat-tat the entire audience, 888-957-9570. I am at the point now where I'm like, wake me up when this thing gets some sort of resolution. I want him back. But at the same time, I'm exhausted. And I know there are a lot of people that feel in the other direction. They're just completely exhausted, and they're just totally out on him. Just out on him in general. There's even a write-up article right now on ESPN. Is it right to trade him now? Is the timing right? I couldn't even get through like five sentences in. Like I just want him here. That's me. But I know a lot of my buddies are like, I'm just out on him. Like, he's being a diva and I'm over it.
888-957-9570. Are you in or out on Brandon Ayuk? Now, the whole pocket watching like a kangaroo, I actually stole that from Jay-Z.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he was on a Beyonce song on their last album collab, and he said, pocket watching like a kangaroo, and I heard it, and I rewinded it, and I was like, ooh, I'm going to use that on the show, and I've used it 2 days in a row. Let me chill out on that one now, but, you know, shout out to 216. Said it was absolutely awesome. Shout out to Jay-Z. Right. That's why he's a GOAT. In or out on Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, I want
to
rapid fire this. And here we go.
957-9570.
We're going to set the tone, all right? Bonte, are you in or out on Ayuk?
I'm in. I don't even think we need music.
I like the music.
Cut the damn music.
Spadoni, are you in or out on Ayuk being a Niner?
He doesn't deserve the music right now. The Niners don't deserve the music.
It makes it more fun.
Mm-hmm. Am I in or out on Brandon Ayuk remaining with the 49ers?
You're in on him being a Raider, huh?
I am in on that. I would love that, actually.
You're exhausted by Ayuk.
But I'm exhausted by this whole thing. I really don't care, but if you're going to tell me one way or the other, I'd actually like to see him with Pittsburgh.
Okay.
If Kyle Shanahan doesn't think that highly of him and that he's, you know, Ricky Pearsall's the heir apparent, let's see it.
All right. Well, Sam.
415. I'm out on B.A. Bobel Farhan and Trent.
Sam, are you in or out? Like, on the real. I think Steiny wants to see Purdy play without
calls
Ayuk.
Right, we got a lot of calls right here, so let's wait for Sam.
Okay. They lined up.
I am in on Brandon Ayuk. Get this dude in this offense, but let's start cooking. I'm in.
Well, you know what? To Steiny's point, and it's a point I made a few weeks ago, part of me wants to see this offense without Brandon Ayuk.
Well, so now you're out?
No, I'm not out.
Are you in or out?
Listen to what I'm saying
here. Come on, Cuba Gooding.
Listen to what I'm saying here.
I'm dope, boy. I'm riding around in the car. Are you coming or not?
No, I'm getting out the car. I ain't about that life. Listen. I'm about that. Listen. Part of me does want to see them without Brandon Ayuk because I want to see how good Brock Purdy and Shanahan are.
I think a lot of people want to see that.
Like, if Brock Purdy put up the numbers he put up last season without Brandon Ayuk, then there's no question. Give the man $60 million a year. No question. $200 million, here you go. $225, here you go. Part of me wants to see that.
All right. Let's hear what I want to know what Niner fans think.
So I'm on the fence. But I'm in on Ayuk. Over. That's my guy. That's my guy. He's our best X. All right.
But a party wants to see Brock without him. Okay. I'm just trying.
I mean, that's just the other side of it.
I don't think you're alone.
All right. So don't you want to see Brock without him to see how good?
No, I want to win a Super Bowl first. Like, for example, in Madden year one, I won the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. He retired. I was the Jets, right? I had Derrick Henry. I had Chris Jones. I had Max Crosby. I did a fantasy draft. I got all the old timers. Okay.
You know my left
house. I even had Odell.
Wow.
And then I had Aaron Rodgers retire. I tore it down. Year one, won it all, tore it all down to the studs.
You know, LSU, my left outside linebacker, won the Heisman. He had 21.5 sacks coming off that edge. Something vicious. Heisman, I didn't even think he wasn't even the Heisman running. Anyway, video game talk. All right, let's go to Ryan in San Jose. Ryan, what's happening? You in or out or Ayuk? In or out?
I'm in. I mean, emotions aside, the Niners probably don't even advance to the NFC Championship last year if it wasn't for Ayuk's contribution.
Thank you.
In the division around.
Thank you. Thank you. Phil, SF, in or out on Ayuk?
I'm in, but he needs to make a damn decision and make it quick.
Feel me? Feel me? I'm exhausted.
Or do the Niners need to make a decision? Go ahead.
He needs to make the decision. It's up to him.
I feel like Jerry Rice literally said that in the tweet last night. Like, he's basically saying, like, come on now. Are you in or out?
Jerry Rice is tired of it. Go Fuel.
You blame him?
Go Fuel. Mike on 680. In or out of Ayuk, Mike?
I'm out. Check it out. I know that he was important in that Detroit game, but so is everyone else. There's tons of plays that people make, and if they don't make them, we don't move forward. We don't need him. We got the best running back. We got the best tight end. We got ballers. I'm out. He's the go.
Wow.
Wow, wow.
Wow, we got people on both sides. I'm telling you, 888-957-9570, rapid fire, in or out on Ayuk.
Let me look at YouTube. We got a few YouTubes here. By the way, shout out to YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance. They got the dealer. In-N-Out sounds good, Jay LaFray. We're not talking burgers here.
We're not talking burgers or fries.
No, we're not talking burgers or fries.
My little guy had his first French fry. It was an In-N-Out French fry. And then this weekend, he had his second French fry.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
it's his favorite meal for the next 5 years.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
D. Lou, 22. I'm out. I'm out. Shout out to Guru.
So, like, Guru, I'm out.
I'm out. I'm out. Let's see. KDTV, they didn't feed BA in the Super Bowl. They didn't feed. Let's go Steelers. Get them to Pittsburgh. Well, that's a Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow, dude.
DG, absolutely in on Ayuk. Use tires. Ayuk out. KDTV, let BA go already. Dang. Who else? Rocky New Era. I want you to stay. Shout out Rihanna. Estimated eyes. What's up? I'm over him. What about KC in San Jose? You in or out on Brandon Ayuk?
Guys, I called you a couple of months ago. I'm definitely out. Same as I said for Clay Thompson. So I'm going to say Ayuk. Bye, Felicia.
Damn.
Wow, that was harsh.
Wow.
I wonder how many people agree or disagree with
him. There's a lot of people. I've seen a lot of fans. I'm telling you, it ain't just egg avatars. There's a lot of fans who turned their back on Brandon Ayuk. I'll be kissing his ass once he scores 2 touchdowns for him, though. Trust me, in the game. Gene and Oakley, I know how you fans roll. Some of y'all. Y'all be back. Uncle Gene, in or out?
Yeah. Hey, totally in, as I always have been. As I've been saying the last 5 months, this deal will get done. I predicted the middle of August. It's the middle of August. Watch, the next couple of days, he'll be signed on. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
It's going to happen. What is going to happen? 530, Xfinity Bubble text line. I'm in on Ayuk catching passes from Russ. Come where you're appreciated. That's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. On. Damn.
You know what I've realized over the last couple months? There's not a lot of good YouTube and radio Pittsburgh stuff out there because we get a lot of Steelers fans chiming in on our line.
Well, Filippone's legacy is on the line here with this.
This is a legacy report
that he had
absolutely.
Last week.
Absolutely.
That's why I don't play that game. That's a stressful game.
Yeah, but you know what? Even if he loses, he can win because he could be like, well, the Niners switched their thought process.
Yeah, I mean, he'll flip it. I mean, you know, but in the end,
Andrew,
we all know.
Filippone?
Filippone. That's a five.
Should we get him on the line real quick?
If the report's wrong, you can call him Andrew Filippone.
Oh,
give
wow.
him one.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. Wow.
As an Italian, I can make these.
As a Raider fan, you could say that because of the long, bitter history.
Deception. Did you hear about his new NIL deal?
No, what is it?
It was Oscar Myers. Baloney.
Oh, wow.
That was my nickname growing up because I used to lie a lot.
No, it was not.
Joey Baloney.
No, oh my God, that's such a good nickname.
Wow.
Joey Baloney.
That's good material.
What kind of tall tales were you telling?
That's good material.
I don't know. I was just lying to my parents. The Raiders are going to win this weekend. I was lying to my parents a lot about Greg.
Apparently, Filippone was on a cruise. Apparently.
They were good when I was a kid, actually.
Oh.
Dude, apparently Filippone was on a Krug show last night. Go figure.
Was he?
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
Do any of those channels ever shut down? Those guys working, man. I gotta give him credit.
They work all day.
All day.
All day they're streaming.
There's a lot of guests.
They're streaming.
Wu-Tang doesn't have as many appearances as some of these content channels. Like, I'm legitimately, there's some great booking going on.
California Daryl. Daryl from California is good at Pittsburgh Radio.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.